We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob McClain.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Wednesday alohas to you. Here we go with a bonus hour, the fourth and final, but just like the preceding three, it's similar in this regard. Let's do that. Let's talk. Just grab the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. Is my number. And email is down right now. Hopefully we'll be back in the next day or so. I got some computer glitches going on there, but I get most of the other stuff is now squared away. To the phones we go here as we lead off the bonus hour to beautiful Traveler's Rest. And we bring in Jane as our leadoff hitter. Hi, Jane, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Want you to know that I am an animal lover and I'm a dog lover and my dogs do sleep on the bed, but I had one of those moments when we talked about people wanting to reconnect with their animals after they had been gone all day long.
Right.
I want to know if they'll just think a minute, how do they reconnect with their children?
You know, that's a fair question. And does it even occur to them to, would they rather, wasn't there a survey the other day? It seems like I saw somewhere on the web. People like their pets more than they like their kids?
Well, being a teacher, I really hope that they sort of prioritize
yes.
how they reconnect. I hope they reconnect with their children a lot more than they reconnect with their pets.
Yeah, and considering how the kids today are more solidly connected to whatever smart device happens to be in their hand at the moment, I think they are further connected. You know, so there was a movie, and True Lies, I think it was called. It was a Schwarzenegger movie. It was out a while back, and there's a great line in there where Schwarzenegger is complaining of something about his kids, and he says, you know, it's not the way we raised our kids. We raised our kids to be good kids, and his sidekick says, You're not your kid's parents. Her parents are Madonna and some Motley Crue singers.
Yes.
And I thought, guys, well, is that ever true? Yeah.
Well, just to let you know how much of an animal lover I have always been, my mother knew that any stray cat that wound up on the schoolyard,
mm-hmm.
I would have it under my coat coming home on the school bus.
Did they always appreciate it, the cats?
Well, you know, cats, you don't own a cat.
No, you
cats
don't.
Sort of own you.
That's right.
And but they did appreciate it. And but I just, as I said, I had that moment, that
Yeah.
And so I just thought I would throw that out
yeah.
for some consideration.
And that's a worthwhile thought, too, Jane. And thank you. I appreciate the call. And that reminds me, isn't Greenville Humane Society, Moneypenny, you may know about this, which of the animal shelters here is taking the animals that had to be relocated as a result of the hurricane?
Animal Care.
Animal Care is doing that? Does Annie have info on that? Is
yeah,
that right?
It's Greenville County Animal Care. They were doing free adoptions all weekend long. They had a huge influx of animals coming from the low country.
Right.
So, and at Pigapalooza in Asheville this weekend, free pigs all weekend long, Asheville Humane Society.
Wait a second. Hold
everything.
I just
read this. Yes.
I could have sworn I heard you say Pigapalooza.
Pigapalooza.
This weekend.
Got 30 pigs and piglets. They're giving them away for free at the Asheville Humane Society from 2 till 6 Saturday and Sunday, y'all. Free piggies.
Listen, if we've reached the point in 21st century American society where you can take a horse on the airplane with you as a service animal, then I should hardly be surprised at Pigapalooza. But thank you for the update.
I'll see you there.
Okay. And, of course, a lot of those pets, doggies and kitties, displaced by Hurricane Dorian looking for a new home there at Animal Care. To the phones we go again. Let's head to Spartanburg next and bring in Jack here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Jack, and welcome to the program.
How's it going, Bobby?
So far, so good.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I was just calling in to tell you that I'm in high school. I'm the first generation. I'm a senior in high school.
Yes, sir.
I'm the first generation who was not alive during September 11th.
You know, it was interesting. I mentioned earlier in the program, one of the local TV reporters did a piece with people of your generation. What are people in your generation called? Anyway, Jack.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's the Generation X. I have no idea at this point. It's a little bit of everything.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not sure either. They insist on labeling every generation. And, of course, when you do that, you're lumping a lot of very diverse people in under one umbrella. But in any event, they were doing the TV show, and it was fascinating to me because I hadn't stopped to think about it. But people your age, for instance, have never known an airport that didn't have TSA and didn't have all kinds of massive security measures.
Right, right.
And in a lot of other ways, I guess, the kinds of changes that people who have a few more years on them have had to adapt to and get accustomed to, folks of your generation are just taking as a normal everyday stuff, right?
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, for example, now we don't even have American flags in our classrooms or anything.
Really?
In Spartan High. Exactly. Yeah, we don't have a moment of silence during the pledge or after the pledge, but I found that, especially today, I found that disturbing, highly disturbing.
Yeah, I can see why. I can see why. Today of all days.
Right.
But I assume from what you said, Jack, that the Pledge of Allegiance is still done in the classroom. Is that right?
Yes, it is. But the teachers don't make us stand up, so literally nobody stands up. I mean, I do, and
yeah,
a couple of other guys who are, you know, a little more conservative do, but
right.
Yeah, for the majority, nobody stands up anymore. I found that appalling to me. It was
it's kind of insulting, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
It's interesting because I've got something I'm going to share here as we go to the break that you probably will enjoy hearing. Is it possible for you to quantify, Jack, how the ideologies, the politics split out in your classes in high school?
Oh, absolutely. So I was recently taking an AP, which is Advanced Placement Politics class, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this teacher, he's a real young guy. He's a millennial, technically. He's just fresh out of college. He's extremely left. He's progressive. He pushes all his liberal agendas in that classroom.
Oh,
he doesn't allow free speech, none of that stuff.
Right.
If you're conservative, he attacks you. Right now I'm wearing a Smith & Wesson t-shirt. He mentioned that today. He said that guns were just the scourge of the earth.
I was
blown away. I had to leave the class.
And if you try and stand up for your beliefs, are you penalized when it comes to grading?
Oh, well, you'll see it, definitely. So I was taking a test or a quiz earlier, and it blew me away that I answered one of the, it's like, you know, essay questions. It blew me away how what I said was wrong. I got it wrong.
According to?
A more right opinion.
According to this socialist progressive teacher.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pathetic that like we see symptomatic in journalism, the liberal agenda being pushed down our throats that through the educational system becomes more indoctrinational than it does educational.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, I commend you, Jack, for standing up for your beliefs and your ideology. And it's a shame that people who are supposed to be educators in this particular instance penalize you for your beliefs. That's not right.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the call,
Jack. Thank you, Bobby, for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Hang tough. I mentioned something special to go to the break here with. Hang on just a second, Moneypenny, since he mentioned so many people sitting during the Pledge of Allegiance. Here's the pledge done by the Duke.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You said it, Duke. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back as we roll on with a bonus hour here on 9/11.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah. And hey, Bobby, play some Skinner. Great J.J. Cale tune. They call me the Breeze because I just got to keep moving on. 622 here on the Bobby Mac Show in on the text line. Bobby, how about Generation Lost? Well, not totally. If Jack is any example. Bobby, don't take my Gen X away. Gen X is those of us that graduated high school at the beginning of the 90s. Moneypenny says, yep, that's me, Gen X. Bobby, I may have missed the reason, but can you explain why the shelters that sent the animals here are not taking them back? I think probably a combination of the fact that a number of animals run away when you get severe weather like that, and others may have just been left behind, abandoned for whatever reason. Bobby, so should I not say I'm going to raise the pig for food when I go to Pigapalooza? Yeah, I don't believe I mentioned that. Bobby, I don't know about a horse as a comfort animal on a plane, but I've been on some flights with some real jackasses. Yeah, me too. Hey, Bobby, Colonel Beauregard, my red-bone coonhound, sleeps with me every night, and I sleep like a baby. You ever hear a coonhound when they get wound up? Wow. Bobby, did I hear free bacon? No. No, it's not the intended purpose. Yeah, with the Pigapalooza. Yeah, that's not free bacon. Yeah. Bobby, where do grits rank in your amazing true facts on the breakfast thing? Well, since apparently this was a national survey, I mean, on mine, you know, they're right up there. Bobby, I do eat 3 breakfasts in a day, one around 3 a.m., another at job 1 around 7 a.m., and a third around 9:30 at job 2. Then lunch, supper, and snacks. By the way, I'm thin, too. Wow. Bobby, my 3 pit bulls have a nice king-size bed. They allow me a tiny sliver of it. Sometimes. Michelle in Spartanburg. Bobby, yesterday, BBC America spent about 10 minutes on John Bolton's firing/resignation. Today, no mention of the special election in North Carolina. You think maybe it might be because the Republican won? Yeah. Bobby, we have 5 dogs, 2 on the bed, 1 on the floor, and the diabetic pooch is banished to the downstairs. Okay. What else do we have here? Bobby, best use for the New York Slimes. the bottom of the birdcage. It may be too good for that. Bob, if the airplanes, according to the Times, attack the World Trade Center towers, does that mean American Airlines attacked them? I guess it does, according to the Times. Now, Bobby, based on my personal experience with inanimate objects, the only thing that's out to get me is the hitch on my truck. I can walk into that thing four times in a business day and look like I've been beaten up. I know. I've got a coffee table that also attacks me the same way from time to time. To the phones we go to Roy, who is in Greer. Hello, Roy, and welcome to the program.
How you doing, Bob?
Good. Thank you, sir.
Let's see here. What I wanted to say is when my son was 5 years old, his mother brought him and dumped him on to my door, which I was pleased as all get out to see him and have him.
Uh-huh.
Her excuse, now this is how bad some animal lovers do. I'm not going to say all of them.
Yeah.
She was a Democrat, too, which doesn't make sense. Anyway, she had told me, she says, we don't have room in the car to bring him down to Florida where we're moving to. Now, this was brand new news to me, and I said, that kind of goes against the visitation and all the agreements that we made.
Right.
I don't care. When I went out there to talk to her husband, I said, you're in for this? And he says, oh, yeah, absolutely. As you can see in the back seat, I got two of my daughters, the dog, which was a Shar Pei, pretty big dog.
Right.
And two rabbits. And
wait a minute. Two rabbits?
Yeah, two rabbits. Each girl had a rabbit and my ex-wife's dog.
Wow.
And as much as my wife and I tried and worked with him over the years, this messed him up big time. I mean, big time.
Yeah.
And he's still having problems with it at the age of 74, that's your age. Back at, 37.
Sure. Yeah, because of the feeling of being rejected, maternal rejection.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, her family, which was Irish, not Irish, I beg your pardon, Rico, Italian Catholic, they banished her from the family.
Wow.
You got to really do something bad.
Yeah.
And
she probably reached the point of finding something that qualified. In terms of doing something bad.
We never heard from her again for, 20 years.
Wow.
Right. And, it really hurt me because of the fact is you're hurting my son.
Sure.
And Billy is an animal lover, just like his mom is.
Right.
And I tried to teach him that, hey, when the law wants you in court, he's going to go for a traffic ticket. And because the dog hasn't gone out, you don't swap the dates for the dog to go out. He's doing the exact same thing as his mother.
Yeah.
And, it happens. Thank God. I hope it doesn't happen very often. But I wanted to share that with you because it has angered me for over 30 years.
I can certainly understand why. And I'm sure that you've done everything that you can to try and fill that void. But there's only so much you can do, right?
Yeah, with a child at 5 years old, how do you tell them that mommy doesn't want you anymore?
Right. Yeah.
And as he was growing up, I said, hey, listen, the world is like every other father would do.
Uh-huh.
It's not a nice place, and sometimes you just have to eat it.
Yeah.
Well,
sad but true.
The best thing to do is to live well.
Sad but true. Absolutely. Well, and great advice. The best you can do is live your life, doing the best you can. And being as good a person as you can along the way.
Well, see, that's the reason why she's she's not a Republican. She's a Democrat. And I figured the stupidity would be just a little bit of the icing on the cake.
Man, well, it's a sad story, Roy, but I'm sure that you've done everything you can to try and fill that void.
My wife and I, we did the very best that we could.
Yep.
A kid's going to do what a kid's. We didn't get lucky with this one. But my younger son, he got very lucky, and he was doing well. I just hope his brother takes into account that, hey, look, you know, dad's on my side now.
There you go.
But anyway, it happens, and all you can do is pray for the best.
Yeah, absolutely true. Absolutely. Thanks a lot for the call, Roy, and I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Well, I thank you very much. By the way, you're not going on vacation any soon.
No, I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah, you're Johnny Carson of the Upstate.
And you were doing so well, Roy. You were doing so well.
I know.
Right up until that point. 6:30, you're on the Bobby Mack Show. I can't escape it. Annie's ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour. Yeah, I'll still be here till 7. I know, it's amazing.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's work together.
What?
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 6:37 now, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Wednesday. As we go back to the phones, Richard is next up. Richard is in Greenville. Hi, Richard, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby Mack. Hey, I got a question to ask. I know we're talking about, about Pigapalooza.
Right.
Are these just regular stock hog pigs, or are they like, what do you call those, Vietnamese pot belly, or are they miniature pigs? Because here's the thing, they give them away, and people start, oh, they're cute, and all their cute, it's kind of like the bird, or remember years ago that some of the bigger cities had troubles with alligators in their sewers because they go to Florida?
That's right.
You could buy a little alligator in a mason jar, you take it up there, and once it starts to get bad or bite you, you flush it down the toilet. But, because I can envision these pigs getting, the animal shelter is going to end up with them again, or like you said, they're going to end up on somebody's plate.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a cute little piglet, and then you get home, and, 6 months later, because there's a reason why there's an expression, eats like a pig, and then, the thing ends up weighing 500 pounds. Moneypenny, are you aware of what the deal is with the pigs? Are these piglets that they're giving away, or what's the story on Pigapalooza?
I think it's a combination of pigs and piglets. The article either said 30 or 300. It was a 3 and a 0 and a something.
That's how many they have to give away?
Yes.
Holy cow. I don't know. Wow. We'll have to go back to the website and take a look, Richard, and see precisely how big the Pigapalooza adoptees are going to be.
Right, because here's the thing. Bobby, I have only gotten rid of one animal due to either moving or whatever, and it was, and I got it to another home. I didn't just go drop it off somewhere.
Sure.
And that's what I think. I mean, an animal, I guess it's an animal shelter, is basically, they're kind of like the Democrats, they're creating their own problem here, that you're going to get these things back, or they're going to get dropped off in the middle of, if anybody hunts, and I know you got some guys that hunt that listen to WRD,
right.
Call, and wild pigs are nothing to laugh at.
No, they're not. They have some serious tusks on them.
Just wild pigs, that's you're getting into boar land, but yeah, after so long and generations, they will develop the tusks. But just wild, they do all kinds of damage for other animals where they eat. Where they waller and stuff like that. I forget what they call them in the thing, but you can go see a whole area where, it might be a good bedding for deer, or it might be, you just ruins. You could spend all this time seeing a field for deer, and the next thing you come in the next day, pigs have gone there and just ruined it.
Yeah. We'll see if we can bring up the – thank you, Richard. I appreciate the call. It's an interesting question. We'll check the Moneypenny, check the Pigapalooza site, if you will, if there is such a thing. Or we'll get Annie back in and she can fill us in on the details. No, Annie's busy back in the newsroom. We'll see if we can find out some more on that. All right, here we go. Time for today's edition of If You Are All Set.
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, here we go with today's edition of Boneheads. Boy, this one, not exactly family-friendly story. Fascinating story about two of the sexiest topics of the world, illicit affairs, and that other really sexy topic, workers' comp. Huh? There's a guy who has only been identified as Xavier, an engineer for a railroad company from Paris. Well, back in February 2013, he was on a business trip to Bagnères-sur-Loire, France. Probably butchered that name. Anyway, even though he was married, as has been known to happen from time to time, he met a local woman and they went up to his hotel room to fool around. During the fooling around, Xavier had a heart attack and died. Ugh. Well, the case has been in the courts ever since over whether it should count as a workplace accident. I'm not making this up. There's been a six-year debate over whether having an affair on a business trip counts for workers' comp. Well, an appeals court just issued the final ruling, and they say, yes, it is covered under workers' comp, which means Xavier's wife will get a payout of up to 80% of his salary every year until he would have hit retirement age, and then a share of his pension after that. Some kind of consolation prize. Well, if you've ever wondered what Bryan Cranston would have looked like if he had actually done meth and not just played Walter White on Breaking Bad, we now have an answer to the question. Police in Galesburg, Illinois, are looking for 50-year-old Todd Barrick, who looks remarkably like Walter White. And what do you know? He is wanted for meth possession. Todd is still at large. Hopefully they've looked for him at a small fast food chicken chain in New Mexico with a meth lab hidden underneath in an industrial laundromat and a secluded cabin in New Hampshire should be checked as well. We'll see how that works out. Here's an interesting question for the workplace. Of course, we dress more casually at work these days, but don't toss out your suit just yet. According to a new survey of hiring managers, only 4% say it's okay to be totally casual during a job interview. 37% say you should dress formally. 36% lean that way, but say it depends on the job. 20% say you don't necessarily need to dress formal, but you do need to look professional. Kind of like the scene from Step Brothers when they interviewed together in tuxedos.
Okay, first of all, I needed someone
Wait,
to
shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I think we've had enough.
Shut your mouth.
I needed someone
Wait,
to
shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I'm sorry. What did
You're
you
just
say?
You're coming off stupid.
I'm coming off as stupid. You're wearing tuxedos to a job that requires you to clean bathrooms. Please leave this office. We're done with this interview.
Do we get any sort of souvenir?
Get out of my office.
Remember, dress up rather than down for that job interview. Meantime, two men in Palm Coast, Florida. What is this with pulling guns in fast food places? The other day it was what, Popeye's Chicken? Now it's Mickey's. Two men in Palm Coast, Florida arrested after they pulled out guns, one of which turned out to be a BB gun, by the way, in the Mickey D's drive-thru because they were upset their food was cold. Here's the 911 call and a cop talking about it.
I have two gentlemen through with guns They pulled their guns on me, saying that their food was cold and demanded that the food be made.
They paid for 5 hamburgers, and they felt that the hamburgers were not hot enough. So they sent them back, made some comments about, we don't play around with our food.
They didn't point the gun at me. They pulled it out and, quote, unquote, said, I do not play about my food.
They're upset about the food being cold?
Right. They're still after the first car at the window.
They're going to eat jail food instead. They can always make a complaint, but it probably won't get any warm.
Yeah, that would be my guess. Let us know how that works out. Here we go. This from Moneypenny. We'll get to this because it's not included in Boneheads. But that is today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
And you may have heard Annie mentioning the opioid settlement. This word from our sponsor.
You've heard the news.
Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, is making a multi-billion-dollar offer to settle a wave of lawsuits.
Do you want your share of that drug money? Do you believe you're owed some of that money for being hooked on OxyContin, also known as hillbilly heroin, blues, ox, kickers, oxy, or the pills my friend Billy sold me? Hi, I'm Cletus Lee Tuttle. Let me help you get your fair share of the money that's owed to you by the the drug companies.
Right.
Get up off the floor and call me today. Cletus Lee Tuttle. This offer not valid to those who sold fake pills, stole pills from Granny, or did a smash and grab at a Walgreens.
Disclaimer, Cletus Lee Tuttle is not an attorney. Just a hopped up pillhead who bought airtime believing he could dupe other druggies into becoming clients.
I'll talk to you soon. Cletus Lee Tuttle.
Okay, thank you, Cletus. 14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Welcome back. 6:51 now, 9 before 7 o'clock here in the closing minutes of the Bobby Mack Show. Before we get to the great one, Mark Levin, who'll be along right after me. Moneypenny has done some little research here and came across this story from Fox Carolina that has some information germane to Pig-a-Palooza. The Asheville Humane Society is welcoming you to join them on the farm this weekend for a special adoption event, Pig-a-Palooza. The event features 30 pigs and piglets who are looking for their forever homes. Reminds me of an old joke. I'm not going to go there. The Humane Society says all adoption fees will be waived for these splendid swines throughout the two-day event. It should be noted that all piggies will be available to take home that day, so interested parties should come equipped with the appropriate means of transport. They recommend a large dog crate or trailer. Yeah, dually. Sounds like what you're going to need. Refreshments will be provided for humans and animals. Well, humans are animals, too. Pig enrichment items will also be provided for those who decide to adopt. What is a pig enrichment item? I have no idea. Anyway, the event will be held from 2 to 6 Saturday and Sunday this weekend at the off-site barnyard location of the Asheville Humane Society located at 55 Clover Lane in Black Mountain, North Carolina. Now, you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. Bobby, there is no such thing as a miniature pig. They all grow up to be big, fat pigs. Meat hogs are full grown at 8 months. See, I'd guess 6, so I was off by 2. Hey, Bob, it appears the federal government is saying cigarettes are now safer than vaping. What the heck is up with that? From Jim in Easley. 6 people have died nationwide from vaping. Or about as many as are shot to death every weekend in Chicago. But we're not supposed to mention that. Hey, Bob, wasn't John Bolton a music composer back in the 80s? And by the way, I love breakfast so much I make it my first deal every day. Gee, thank you. Pointing that out. Bobby, Highway 88 at Mountain View Road near Slabtown, blocked due to an accident. Major delays in the area. Sorry, I just saw that one. It happened 20 minutes ago. Bobby, my favorite scenes from True Lies are the truth serum gags. Gotcha. Bobby, get this. I was put in Facebook jail today for criticizing Ilhan Omar. I protested and was told they'd review it and let me know in 24 hours, so I promptly logged off Facebook forever. Free speech is under attack by Facebook. Sure, social media scores are on the way next. Bobby, back in the early 70s, I traveled in the USA on commercial airlines. I carried a buck folding hunter in my back pocket next to my wallet. No one noticed or said anything. If they did, this knife was a tool in my everyday life and carried this way everywhere, every day. Yeah, back in the day. And those days are gone forever. Bobby, about kids and pets. Kids talk back, but pets don't. Except Roscoe, he talks back all the time. Does it sound something like this? But Bobby, could you please one day play Red Skelton's version of the Pledge of Allegiance where he explains it all? Yeah, we need to do that one day because that's really nice. Anything else that I've missed on the text line? Yeah, I think I'm just about caught up. Yeah, yep, good deal. Managed to get caught up, but just in time. Because it is the moment in the program where I turn over the reins to the great one, Mark Levin. That's right. Mere moments from now, we will be heading to the underground command post. Somewhere underneath the brick and steel of a nondescript building located somewhere.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, so I will see you back tomorrow. Have a great evening, and be safe. Till tomorrow afternoon at 3, right after El Rushbo. God bless. See you tomorrow.
That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long. Farewell. Our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye. Till our next show. Goodbye from us to you.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.